Welcome to BallBB.com, your personal football cheerleader and the latest football news website. Rojo secures name change at new club, citing petty rivalry reason. Rojo forced to drop name from his shirt joined Racing Club last Sunday rivalry reasons behind change. Rojo joined Racing Club as a free agent after Boca Juniors terminated his contract due to disciplinary reasons. Boca Juniors took the extreme step after freezing the defender out of the first team and banning him from the dressing room for an alleged bust-up with teammates Christian Lema and Marcelo Saracchi. On Sunday, the former Manchester United defender penned a one-year deal at Racing Club. According to The Sun, Rojo, who is known for flaunting his full name on the back of his shirts as he did at United and Boca, won't be able to do the same at his new team due to a hilariously petty rivalry issue. Racing City rivals Independiente use the nickname El Rojo, which means, the Reds. To avoid promoting their rival's name, the club asked Rojo not to use that name on his new kit. He will instead don Marcos R. Rojo spent 7 years at Old Trafford and won several trophies, including the FA Cup, Carabao Cup and Europa League. During his 8-year stint in the Argentina national team, he earned 61 caps and finished as a runner-up at the 2014 World Cup and 2015 and 2016 editions of the Copa America. The 35-year-old could make his debut on Wednesday as Racing Club face Peñarol in the first leg of their CONMEBOL Libertadores round of 16 clash. Marcos Rojo's name change. A tale of rivalry and registration. Marcos Rojo, the veteran Argentine defender currently playing for Boca Juniors, has officially changed his name to Marcos Andrew Rojo. The seemingly unusual move, confirmed by the Argentine Football Association, AFA, wasn't driven by personal preference or a desire for a fresh start, but rather a surprisingly petty dispute with rivals, Independiente. This article delves into the details of this unique situation, the legal processes involved, and the broader implications for player registration and club rivalries in Argentine football. The root of the issue? A rivalry gone too far? The story began with a registration quirk. Independiente, Boca Juniors' long-standing rivals, reportedly registered a youth player with the same full name, Marcos Rojo. This created a potential conflict within the AFA's registration system. While seemingly minor, Rojo and Boca Juniors officials viewed it as a deliberate attempt by Independiente to cause administrative headaches and, more importantly, a disrespectful jab at the Boca star. Sources close to Rojo suggest he found the act incredibly irritating, perceiving it as a lack of respect for his career and standing in the game. Rather than engage in a protracted legal battle with Independiente over the registration, Rojo opted for the simpler, albeit unusual, solution, adding his middle name, Andrew, to his official registration. Legal aspects of a name change for footballers. Changing a name isn't as simple as filling out a form. For professional footballers, the process is governed by both civil law and the regulations of governing bodies like FIFA and the AFA. Here's a breakdown. Civil registration. Rojo had to legally change his name through the Argentine Civil Registry. This involves submitting a petition, providing documentation, and potentially appearing in court. AFA approval. The AFA needed to approve the name change for footballing purposes. This ensures the change is reflected in all official records, including matchday squads and player databases. FIFA notification. While not always mandatory for domestic changes, FIFA is typically informed of significant alterations to player identities. Contractual implications. Rojo's existing contract with Boca Juniors likely needed to be amended to reflect his new legal name. Impact on player registration and squad lists. The name change has immediate practical consequences. All official documentation, from team sheets to media credentials, now needs to reflect Marcos Andrew Rojo. This seemingly small detail requires updates across numerous platforms and systems. The AFA has confirmed the change is fully recognized, and Rojo is eligible to play under his new name. This case highlights the importance of accurate player registration and the potential for even minor discrepancies to cause complications. Clubs invest significant resources in maintaining accurate player databases, and this incident underscores the need for robust verification processes. A look at similar cases in football history. While Rojo's situation is unusual in its motivation, name changes aren't unheard of in football. Here are a few examples. Player, original name, new name, reason, Adriano, Adriano Leite Ribeiro, Adriano, simplification for marketing, Ronaldinho, Ronaldo de Assis Moreira, Ronaldinho Gaucho, nickname recognition, Pele, Edson Arantes do Nascimento, Pele, adopted nickname. However, these cases typically involve simplification, nickname adoption, or marketing considerations. Rojo's change is unique in being directly prompted by a rivalry-fueled administrative issue. First-hand account, a Boca Juniors fan's perspective. Honestly, it's classic Rojo, says Sofia Ramirez, a lifelong Boca Juniors supporter. He's a passionate player, and he doesn't take anything lying down. When we heard Independiente tried to pull that stunt, everyone was furious. Changing his name just to spite them? It's a bit dramatic, but it's also perfectly Rojo. It shows how much he cares about the club and doesn't want anything to distract us. Benefits and practical tips for clubs regarding player registration. Regular database audits. Conduct frequent audits of player registration databases to identify and resolve potential conflicts. Robust verification processes. Implement stringent verification procedures for new player registrations, including cross-referencing with civil records. Clear communication with governing bodies. Maintain open communication channels with the AFA and FIFA to address any registration issues promptly. Legal counsel. Have access to legal counsel specializing in sports law to navigate complex registration matters, the broader implications for Argentine football. This incident, while seemingly trivial, raises questions about the intensity of rivalries in Argentine football and the lengths clubs will go to gain a competitive edge, even if it means resorting to petty tactics. It also highlights the importance of a robust and efficient player registration system to prevent such disputes from escalating. The AFA will likely review its registration protocols to minimize the possibility of similar incidents in the future. For now, Marcos Andrew Rojo will continue to defend the colors of Boca Juniors, a name change serving as a testament to a rivalry that burns bright.